morning.
Congratulations on your volunteering over many, many years.
Thank you very much for that.
I know you don't do these things to be recognised, but the fact that people have been recognising you this week for your contributions?
Yes, they are. It's very pleasing. It's a bit unexpected, but hey, I'll take it on the chin. How's that?
Very good. So how did you get involved way back in the mid-50s at Harvey Bushfire Brigade?
Oh, it was a sense of a community service type of thing, I would say. I joined in Harvey in 1955. So, that's 2015. Yes, that makes it 60 years, doesn't it?
It does. What is it that's kept you involved?
I think it's the interest of what we do as far as fire protection and all that. Plus, there's a good group of blokes in the volunteer service, which has got a lot of mates still, in Harvey, and some of them are coming up for this weekend. It's on Saturday for the celebration. And it's just a mateship. Plus, there was a competition side to it as well, which was very interesting. We have to qualify in certain aspects of the fire and rescue, like these permanent chappies do. And that's it's a pleasing. I wouldn't say job. It's a pleasure in some respects. You make a lot of mates, a lot of good friends, and and from there on, it's pretty good.
In those early days, there would have been a lot of people involved, a lot of people volunteering, because that was it was a lot more people in the bush in those days.
Yes, a little bit different in those days. The equipment was a little bit antiquated to what it is now, but hey, we handled what we had and got on with it pretty well.
Then in the 70s, you moved to Mora and were a volunteer fire brigade and rescue service there between 1970 and 89. So you put in a fair stint in the Mora community.
From there, transferred out to the Durian Brigade.
And your roles in the various places you've been?
Not captains. I have been apparatus officers in two brigades, Mora and Durian. The apparatus, that's the bloke that looks after all the relevant equipment, makes sure it's all serviceable.
Yes.
And ready to go. Fueled up 100% all the time, because you never know what sort of situation you're going to get. So everything's got to be A1 whenever you go out that station.
And you still enjoy your involvement?
Oh, yes, I do. Very much so. We do have a drill full dress uniform, and that's something that I'm proud to always wear.
It is National Volunteers Week, and we do know that people have different reasons for not getting involved, but if people are thinking that they'd like to get involved in a community group, what would you say to them about joining the fire and rescue services as a volunteer?
I would say to them, it's a good group of blokes that we deal with. Plus, it's a service that you provide for the town, even though you are volunteers. But it gives you a sense of responsibility, plus a sense of accomplishment, I think.
Congratulations on your effort.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Much appreciated.